Yesu yobazibu bana wa Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya mulinya lya mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Nenda kusaba omboleze ku muganda wo.
I request to greet all of your brethren.
Omugambe ojukiranga lero.
Tell them you remember like today.
Mubiro biri eri kuntandikwa ya AD.
In those days beginning of AD.
Ekyaliwo kyali ki?
What was there?
Nga lero.
The day like today. Our Lord raised up
and
rose up we two who believe him and those baptized with him. Praise Jesus much. I request you take like 1 minute. Explain how it began, where it ended. Right from the Friday, what were things which prevailed? What followed on Saturday?
Ate kuruna kuunga runorwa Sunday che chariwo.
Day like this on Sunday, what happened?
So mugamba nti azukidde lero wabula mbulire che chariwo
kuru. Praise today, tell them what happened.
Kubanga ye yali nyadana dayo mukuru.
When he ascended, went back home in heaven.
Nsaba omunyonyole.
I request you explain to them.
Eka kone ebyawa andikibwa.
You also attach scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Do you think the minute is over? I don't know if you've explained where things ended.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord for this day.
And
years before in the beginning of AD, what's called after death and resurrection of Jesus, it was a day like this.
And
Jesus had risen up. And when he rose up,
together
with us of all these eras with belief, and those who believe him, and we are baptized in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and
die
him through the baptism, and be raised up with him.
As explains
in Colossians 2, we baptized together with him in his death,
and
buried with him,
and
raised up with him in baptism. Now we thank him. No more have a talk like the others. Others whom they are still in.
But
say, is risen up today. No. Not risen up today. Just as today, in the beginning of
Eden,
he rose up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So there's
no reason today, but as today, as the beginning of
Eden,
after 3 days passed in
Eden,
is it not that?
So
Eden began when he was on the cross. What we call after death and resurrection. Beginning of AD at 3 days.
Track
them from the years 2019 years. No years which passed ever since he rose up.
What
2019 years. Subtract 3 days. You know the years which have passed ever since he raised up. And ever since he raised up many. We too are today. And those who are going to be coming. And believe him.
He
all raised them up. 2019 years back. Subtract 3 days. Subtract 3 days.
Zibasatu. Miaka nkumi biri mukumina mumeka. Mukumina munana mumeka. Mwena kumeka.
All that long he raised them up.
Should
not be like religious people who familiarized him. Of religions which are not of God. They say on the day of
25th,
it's birthed in their hearts. Think in the January he runs from their hearts. Then he keeps moving in heavens and earth.
And
day like today again is birthed in their hearts. or is risen in their hearts again. I think when he's birthed in December 25th,
entering,
checked out, they boxed him out of their hearts on Boxing Day.
He's
birthed. 26th Boxing Day. They say it's birthed in their hearts. All the other years they have been having what?
25th
birthed in their hearts.
December. 26th.
And they do many sins, they box him out of their hearts. Now when he runs, and they
went
with his box and he dies in out there. Not like today, in the April, he raises up in their hearts again.
So
what surprises most?
Eventually
he disappears. Now in 25th, he will be birthed again. But we are not like that. To us who believed him, we
open
up our hearts that he enters. We believe John 15 in the verse 7.
Now
if we abide in him and his words are in us, we can ask all we need is given. But they're just to remember that on this month he was birthed, he appeared on this world in the 10th month,
risen
and rose up who believe
so
him. Now we are not there that now he has risen up. No. That causes you to forget him in some days. We are not going to go in that. We want to study some of the great major things. Those which brought him on this world. To destroy the evil one, Satan. Beat and overcome principalities. There are some of the major ones. Those which brought him. We are still moving on with our journey of heaven,
part 1.
We
finish
to go to part 2 of Journey of Heaven.
But
right now we're moving on with our Journey of Heaven.
Part 1.
Our Journey of Heaven. Move to the Bible.
Part 1.
Praise Jesus much. Just as I've told you,
not
today you expected
study
of the death and resurrection of Jesus, but not perverted, it's remained the same. For in his coming to die for us, he came to destroy the works of the evil Satan.
And
when we exposed the principalities on the cross and overcame powers of darkness on the cross.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we're
going to move on with that word.
You
see the principalities he overcame.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It's
our journey of heavens. Still move on with the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011. In the service of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotus,
Urim,
the Thummim, the spiritual transport. This we call it part 1 of the journey of heaven. We have part 2. We shall go on it after we finish part 1. In the part 1 of Journey of Heaven, study it under the other heading. God revealing me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie.
As it was on Israel in the BC, through the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in the journey of heaven, God revealed his glory which is on nation Uganda. Uganda to be a blessed country. Blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven. To enter men in the kingdom of God.
And
pray a blessing to many the works of their hands.
All those we move reveal to see them in this journey of heaven's part one. The journey of heaven. In the Bible part one. And we know the journey holds two rims. We have the rim above, made of the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, as you see it up there.
It is
still in the rim above. We have the second created heaven, which has four living creatures. Tower of all spirits, those brought on the world to be given bodies.
And
still in the rim above, it has the third heaven, where there is the Garden of God,
Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden
and
the throne of God and of the 24 elders in the third heaven in the rim above. After we finish the rim below, the rim below
made
of the fourth created heaven, this one you see over here in the rim below,
made
of the fourth created heaven. Praise Jesus much. And we are still moving. We're seeing the things briefly in the rim below. The fourth created heaven. Praise Jesus much. We were told we
see
seven things in the summary. But we move on with the fourth to see principalities,
Satan
and his fallen angels. And they have their bases, three bases. One in the kingdom of the stars that we are still moving on to see. Praise Jesus
much.
Now I've told you like this. We still move on things in the brief, things in the rim below, the fourth created heaven that you see up there, the blue heaven. We saw that there are seven things we are to briefly see.
So far
we've seen three of them. We saw the appearance of the fourth created heaven in the rim below.
In
this heaven is such an appearance, and it is hard as iron. You saw it only up there.
No,
even under it is there, it is such a
law.
Praise Jesus much. And it is hard as iron, just as we saw last time. We moved on to see the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven, the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon in the firmament of the heaven, as in the Genesis 1, the 14 to 20. And we were told the great three works of the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. And the first work involves to count for us time and season, the hour, the day, the month, the year. And the sun and the moon and the stars, they were given that work to count as time and season. And they have the second work of worshipping and praising God.
Psalms 148.
Praise Jesus much. They have the third major work, and they have stored the weapons of the wrath of God on the day of wrath and the day of war. So in the Job 38. Now we so much
concerning
the kingdom of the sun and the moon and the stars. We also saw their lives and their
lives
and they worship God.
Refused
to worship, they remain worshiping. Our third point in things we made to see, we saw of hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, the kingdom of the stars. First Peter chapter 3:18 to 21,
in
the spirit of rebellious from the eras of Noah and backwards, even up to today, been binding them in the prison, and that prison is hell, according to Luke chapter 16:19 to 25.
and we were told that this hell, and it's the prison, and it's the bottomless pit. So Revelation 9 verse 1 and 2-3. If you open up the bottomless pit, there cometh out smoke. Sun and the moon don't give their light. Give out a direction where we find hell. And hell is found at the kingdom of the stars. At the west. The southwest of our planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in that word, move on, get explained. Satan is not the one in charge of hell. According to Revelation 20, in the verse 1 to down, we are shown the angel in charge of bottomless pit, and has the chain of the bottomless pit in the key. According
to
Revelation 9:11, his name is known as Abaddon. In this entire army. Revelation 9:16. So angels' army is working in hell and death. There are 200 billion. We discovered it. The angel of hell, angel Abaddon, works with the angel of death. According to Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8, invited one part to work on death. Another group works in hell. Much in hell and the punishment there. And you who missed that can meet the media table, go get those messages. The seven things we see in the rim below, the fourth created the heaven.
That
move out, you see the blue heaven up there. We reached our fourth point, the principalities. Satan, the devil, even his fallen angels who appear as demons of clans.
And
there are three major headquarters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the other time,
ended,
and we had begun on the first headquarter,
spoken
the kingdom of the stars. We want
to
move on to see what concerns it. After we shall see other two headquarters, where there is the underwater
and underground,
and in the underground bunkers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
want to remain moving on, quarters in the principalities in the kingdom of the stars. This message, it lies very well in the message ought to have been there today.
For
all that which took Christ on the cross to make an exposure of principalities and to overcome them on the cross. Praise Jesus much. When
you
look at the book of Obadiah chapter 1, from verse 2 and 4, we were shown where Satan built and his fallen angels. They are demons.
Major
base in the kingdom of the stars.
They are
called the aliens or the fallen angels. Let us read as we hear.
Obadiah esule soka n'olunyiri olwokusatu.
Obadiah chapter 1 from verses 3.
Amalala ag'omumutima gwo gakukyamizza, gwazimba mbiruku ebyomulwazi, gwatula waggulu ayogera mu mutima gwe nti ani alinzisa wansi. Olunya olwokuna, newankubadde ng'olinnya mu ggulu ng'empungu era ekisuukyo nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye, ndi kussa wansi oveeyo, bw'ayogera Mukama.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We heard the other time, according to Obadiah chapter 1,
starting
from verse 2 to 4, Satan began to build the clefts of the stars. According to how we studied the kingdom of the stars, covered the stars are bigger than the planet Earth.
It's
bigger like 100 times and above. Praise Jesus much. Now in the BC,
built cleft in the kingdom of the stars
and
built their camps in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But today they have advanced them to cities. They are no more clefts. These are cities in the kingdom of the stars. These are cities of the aliens, the fallen angels, the demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Heard the pride of him, the pride of Satan.
Corner
we got explained last time.
Took
us in the Isaiah 14, starting from verse 9 into 17. Explained us who the one who lifted himself up, that Satan, who spoke himself being the kingdom of the stars and reign over all creation.
So
we want to just add on that. We saw in the kingdom of the stars, of the principalities, Satan the devil, and his fallen angels,
who
appear as demons of the clan. Praise Jesus much. We want to add on the what he
asks.
We want to see the authority of the Lord Jesus. He who came on the cross to expose these principalities and to totally overcome them
and
Satan and his fallen angels. Those who
are
put us in captivity in the kingdom of darkness. But God made us overcome when he died for us on the cross and raised us
the
kingdom of his beloved Son.
He
takes us from the kingdom of powers of darkness of the air.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we thank God. Now we make us overcomers. Move on. Tell us, the Satan we hunt with the demons,
there
is fallen angels. Where do they base to hunt for us?
We
want to know where they base.
We
move on to hunt them well. We armies of our angels working in hell, the prison of God, to hunt them from the bases they base in, to capture, bind them by authority given church. Everything we bind in heavens and earth, it will be bound. Everything we lose, we move on to be lost. According to Ephesians 6, from verse 10 to 12,
they
move on, show us these principalities. Ephesians 6, from verses 10.
Ekyenkomerero, mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe, ne mu buyinza obw'amaanyi ge. 11. Mwambalenge ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda, mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Setaani. 12. Kubanga tetumeggana na musaayi na mubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Lord Jesus, after raising us up, made us overcome on the cross, overcome principalities, Satan the devil, and his fallen angels, the demons.
When
made us overcome, he said, but the end, the brethren, be with strength,
clothe
the armor of God,
then
we will stand against schemes of Satan. When Satan makes schemes, these are the bases down here that we move on to study.
They see
the kingdom of the stars where they have built their cities now, the fallen angels. Plan the way to hinder human beings go back to heaven. And they plan for them
think
of heavens as their home. You wish to preach it as a promise. They are above them. To bewitch their mind.
Why
in this place where they are in the kingdom of the stars? For the planet where you are is this one. The stars are above planet earth outside. Now they base out there and they bewitch the one inside the planet, never to get back to sanity, to think their home of heaven.
Now,
Lord Jesus on the cross moves on to expose and make a show of them, overcome their powers of darkness. Tells us our Father is in heaven.
In
the prayer he taught us, say Matthew 6 from 9 and to
Matthew 10.
You pray
your fathers in heaven.
Expect
memory, know our father and home is heaven.
Beat
principalities in the space
where
they best to wreck sorcery
and
which humanity never to think of heaven. This is a great
secret,
and we thank God for revealing us.
Some
bases they best make schemes on people. Move on Ephesians 6:12. Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza, naba obuyinza, naba fugensi abomu chizikiza chino. Nemyo ye jobubi, e jobu logo obomu siyo moyo, mubifo ebya waguru.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Oli detetuwa na ganambi na musayi.
Heart ingressed not with flesh and blood.
Ebya rumba, ebi itibwe mizibu.
Those called the demons.
Attacked,
swelled and perverted in one way or the other. To torment and fight with the people. They have never been flesh and blood. These are not our colleagues. Not your relative who died. Or your father, mother. Or your brother. But we fight with principalities.
Evil
spirits in heavenly places. The wickedness.
Or
spiritual wickedness. In the heavenly places. In the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
are called evil spirits.
And
they use wickedness, spiritual wickedness. When we pass the stars in the principalities, I found people that had cut off their heads. They cut a photocopy of your head and they make a cartoon for you and they best there control you in the space and they begin to capture children, everyone birthed on this world. They capture them while on the, in the womb.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Let's read in the Job, we see what happens.
I'll
capture you while on the womb. And name after you, their names they want. And they dedicate you in the clan they want.
As
arrive here, what they first make you forget is your home in heaven. And they show you clans of your world that you originate from there. And they name your names like that phony name. Torment this world, become a thorn to it. And many other names. And others on the breasts. Now you wrote on the world with the agenda of God. Principalities based in the space to control you. And it, in the great work
that
Jesus left it to us.
Appeared
to destroy the works of Satan.
Let
us be ambassadors over that world. And we are ambassadors of Christ. We lead you to reconcile with God. Let's get to Job we see.
Yobu esule ya bilimwenya nolu nyiri yoru soka.
Job 24 from verses 1.
Omuyinza webi intubyo na chichi echimulovera okutede kebiro. Na abo abamumanyi chichi echibalovera okulabe nakuze. Olinyoru okubiri. Waba waba julo bubonero buensalo. Banya gembu ziru amanyi nebaziri isa.
Olide chibera.
You hear what happens? There are those. You know, when the Lord was on the world, in the Matthew he said, some people are goats, others are sheep. He said there are people who grab those goats, people who perverted. They grab them by force and they destroy them. Let's repeat slowly.
Yobu esule ya bilimwenya nolu nyiriri olwokubiri.
Job 24 verse 2.
Waba waba julo bubonero bwensalo.
Baso kakujulula bubonero bwensalo.
They first remove the landmarks.
Nota manya wavawa.
If you don't know where you came from, where are you going? That's what they first make to disappear. Can't even know you came from heaven.
First Timothy 6:7
says,
we
brought nothing on this world,
so
and we shall go back with nothing. Means we came from somewhere, and we have to get back. That's where we come from. Philippians 3:20 says, for our home is heaven. Now the problem which is, principalities, since you arrived here, they first removed your landmarks.
where you came from, where are you going?
It's
what they first destroyed. And they gave you a clan on the world. And they show you where you came from.
There
are those who originated from the altar specifics. And they give you history of the world. That you originated from Congo and migrated. You went to South Africa. And from South Africa,
here
you entered Uganda.
Kenya,
and you pass Kenya,
Tanzania.
Out Tanzania, and they totally change what concerns you. Now what they did,
on
this world you can't think of them. Yet those controlling them, principalities, in the kingdom of the stars,
Satan,
and fallen angels, the demons,
they
even give you names of demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now what they did, they ran marks where you came from. You came from heaven where
it's
what they first blots away. When you come on the world and they dedicate you and they give you another origin of yourself. And they hand you to another family. Yet Ephesians 2 from verse 18 to 19
say
we are of the household of God. We are of the family of God. Family, they vanish it from us and they plant you on the world. In the family you come from,
the
characters of that family, they enter you. What, what concerns you, where you came from, you go where, and they get a photocopy of you before they used the umbilical cord. They captured and hid it. And they bewitch you on it, every witchcraft they want. Praise Jesus much. And every time they say, this umbilical cord, let's photocopy the head now.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, landmarks where you came from, where you go is what they first test out. When we ask you today where you came from,
say,
let me move as a Muganda in Uganda. You begin to speak your origin. You came from this altar, in this lineage. And they hooked you, they messed you up. Those landmarks, he put them away. Jesus came, restored the landmarks. Say in the John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, which goes back to your Father in heaven. The ways they are destroyed. Let's read, we hear.
Job 24:2. Wabawo abajjulira obubonero bw'ensalo, banyaga embuzi lwa maanyi ne baziriisa.
Bakunyaga.
They
kakusinga ne wanga wafuuka embuzi.
If you fall, you become a god.
Olimu aba batakkiriza
Katonda. You among those who don't believe God.
Era bamujeemera nga balwanagana naye.
Rebel and fight with him.
Bakunyaga ne batandika okukulagirira n'okukulisa bye baagala.
They rob you, command you, feed you what they want.
Do
not eat the word of God.
Obeera mukoda fujjo wansi w'enjuba.
You are acting stubborn under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Job 24:3.
Bago bendogoyi ezabatalina kitabwe. Batu walente ya namuandu okubo musingo.
Atate bazisaba.
Don't they ask for them?
Basaba endogoyi ne basaba ente.
They ask for the donkey and the cattle.
Era muba manyi we bali nyakumitwe.
You know when they come on the heads of the living.
Come
on the shrines where you worship them. That got
one.
If it's that count, you have to give it to us. Give us the one. Give us the spotted one. Forceful when they didn't rear it. When you read the book of Job,
there
are those who do it. And they show you. They don't show them to you. Who are they? Now you can discover their principalities. Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clans. They rob the donkeys. Others, we want to be dedicated in that donkey. Put us in that hen.
It's
for our purpose. Don't dare eat it.
If you get a sheep in your home and the demons are in the sheep, the cow, they take it by force. Never rear a single. And they tune you up in the sky and they found you've chosen out that goat for them. That's white one.
Yobu esule ya bilimwenya noru nyiriri orokuna.
Job 24 verse 4.
Bacha ameyabetaga mukubo.
Kazitaba kusingana.
If they dare find you.
Nga wetaga.
And you are in need.
Bano obwavu bunnumye nyo.
If poverty struck you much.
Yangu bajaje bakuyambe.
Come for fathers to help you. They know we are on the way going back to heaven. But they have provided us from this point. They find you bad love. And they say, our grandchild, don't suffer like that. You cut for us four cows. We give you wealth. Who are those who pervert? You know, when Job speaks by the Spirit of God, you can't know whom he was speaking of. But in the journey of heaven, God was able to show me who are they.
Satan
and his fallen angels. They appear as demons of clans.
This
in the sky control every creation which rebelled against God. And they seek one who believe God to destroy them.
Yobu esura eyabiri mwenya noru nyiriri oruokuna.
Job 24 verse 4.
Bacha amyabetaga mukubo. Abava bomusi bekweka wamu. Olunyoro kutano. Laba ngentulege mudongo bafuruma eryo mulimu gwabwe nga banonyeza ddala ebyokulya ensiko ebawe mmere y'abaana baabwe. Olunyoro omukaga. Basala emmere y'ensolo zaabwe mutali. Era banogeza bibu ez'omubi. Olunyo lw'omusanvu basula ne bakeesa obudde nga tebaliiko kye bambadde.
Kakati giri emizimu.
Now the demons, the fallen angels, all the night they are moving. Most come from the space up there. They enter the ocean
or underground
bankers.
Bankers.
Now in the night they are moving. That's why most of people worship devils in the night. And they lighten altars in the night. And they sound drums the entire night. Then they arrive. Lighten a fire. I feel cold.
Those
in the night they are moving. Even though they move, but most in the night they are moving here and there. And they seek in darkness those to corrupt. And they are naked as you see them like that. Give us others who appear clear. They rarely clothe. Job 24 verses 7.
So tebaliiko kyebeebika empewo nga zifuuwa.
Now the cold affects them. And they come make a fire for us. And in the shrines there are fires there. If you don't light any fire for them, they can beat you in there. And some of you, when you went
to the
prayer mountain which was captured, you lighted a fire there. And you move around it. And the demons are on the fire. Some of them appear as Jesus. And they come in the people. Some come on the head.
Yes.
I am Jesus. I died for you. You too, you believe that. Now you see how they appear. They don't clothe. To find it clothes, I wonder where it has stolen the clothings.
Katujira tuyongere.
Yobu esule ya bilimwenya nolu nyiriri oluomnana.
Job 28 verses 8. Job 24 verses 8.
Bato ba nolu andagirize oluoku nsozi.
Babe ilaku emu nsozi.
In the mountains.
Ereba mara okuveri mwengu.
After they come from the sky.
Agati kundi. Jakara mwekendisi nsozi.
I'll be careful on some mountains. After they come from the sky, they join on their colleagues in the underground
or
in the underwater. They come out
to the night
and they go on the mountains.
When
they came on heads of people there,
and they ask
from this mountain. We come from the sea. We've been moving on the water like that. They are coming and someone is in the devil's there like that. People are on them, they are like, I have arrived.
And those
things you began in the church of Jesus. That you too, Holy Ghost has come. And if that happens like that, you begin to act like someone possessed. They are in the mountain. And
we
move to the jail of heaven. And you find them on the mountain. And they have wrong nails. Where can we go now? The drunkards, where are they? We want to make them drink more alcohol. Where are the adulterers? Principalities. If Jesus never saves you from them, you
did
know what is even on the world. You see it as a peaceful world. Praise Jesus, brethren. What teacher speaks of is right. We
two
were on the mountains.
One day,
my brother, teacher Robert, they chased us. They made us run around the mountain. And many others. Those days we say we are praying for the nation. But they asked us, why did you delay to go to nations? Do you know you have taken long? We had nothing to take to nations. And they made us run around mountain. Another day, what they did, between worship and praising, and they came confuse the congregation. Now there's one minister.
She was
the woman of Pastor Chimuli. They fell on her.
And they made her slap herself.
And she slapped herself. There's another minister who stood to bring a message. People in the commotion were not hearing. Now the minister, slap God, I speak, you don't hear? He slapped himself. The things were very hard. Now let me quickly, another day, there came a shake. When it happened, a demon came on someone.
And
we thought the Holy Spirit is the one. And he stood.
He asked
one minister, a pastor on the prayer mountain,
that
was doing refuse people to pray. And he said, I am the
Holy Spirit.
I ask, where is this pastor?
Folks,
all of you sit down.
We
all sat down. Thought God was speaking. Whoever had a heart to doubt,
you
want to despise God here. You will get a curse. That date passed.
Wagenda paka mu office,
into the office there was one pastor.
That one
is called Pastor Kanya.
He knows
well of that.
He told him,
I'm going to slap you. Tell me where the other pastor is. God had forgotten where the pastor is. That's what we asked ourselves. Things happened many. Of making fires of altars.
And
you move around them. You're moving around the altar. Even now they are moving on.
So Trevor's a katonda.
Now we thank God for the light of knowledge.
Amen.
Now what surprises? God has come down. He's on the head of someone. People don't hear him. And he's slapping himself again. Why don't you hear me? He slap himself. You've not realized Satan.
That's where
we study him.
We study
schemes of Satan.
Heaven
will show you where he bases do whatever he does.
But
when we see detail of scheme of Satan, you know what Satan does. He appears as an angel of light and he makes a church.
It
makes you do things which you've never been in the kingdom of God. It is very harsh. These ones move on the mountains.
They
find you on the mountain, they've gone to pray there. They begin on you. They appear and they are clothed in white. Jesus told you, if they tell you he's in the deserts, or in any place, don't waste to believe, for they will be coming false Christs. After they moved naked the entire night. Let's first read, we see.
Job 24, verses
8.
Bato banoluwanda girize oloku nsozi. Era bavumbagira oluwazi nga babulido webeggama.
Kakati bagera ne babere yo ku nsozi.
Now they go be on the mountains.
Ne bayingira mbi woku gweyo
nga enter in the clefts in there.
Bazungensi ne banonya abantu
abokuyingira. Look for people to enter in.
Bafuna olubugo.
That they get hit at least.
Era bambasura na abakazi abagwa.
Some sleep with immoral women. Those that kept themselves in the Lord. And they say, I slept, demons are having intercourse with me. And they feel the cold is too much on them.
They're
in the mountains where they are. And they visit some women who sleep thinking of men.
Men
sleep thinking of women. And they come, they have made themselves private parts. If you are a man,
it
makes you a female part. As you look at it like that, this part is not rightful at all.
Satan,
what he does under the sun,
basin
in the base in the sky, in the kingdom of the stars,
headquarters
on this earth,
underwater,
in the underwater, where here people go under the water,
even
in
bankers,
the underground bankers, where they build cities in the underground, like New York and many other cities, California. And on the world you have a city on the
top,
but under there there is a city of the devils. There they come from the night and they use people of California every wickedness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So, Abu Uganda.
Now, brethren,
what were to be in
things I saw in the journey of heaven who were amazing. Heaven, I can't speak as a story and you understand it. When we started it, you can understand it well. And you can speak it to another in the name of Jesus. Let's move on, we hear.
Job 24,
verses 9.
wabawa abakwakula abatalina kitaabwe okubajja ku mabeere
kakati abamu bakukwakula kasito kitaawo mwerabira nti kitaawo
alimu forget your father is in heaven
kubanga mukama waffe yesu bwatuuka ku nsi
yagamba Jesus when he reached the world he said
Matthew 23:9
don't you have any father on the earth for your father is one in heaven
didn't
speak of physical fathers
kubanga bimbiri tukubakirizibwa
freshly fathers acceptable
according
to Hebrews 12 in the verse 9
then
we have fathers of our bodies who splint us for profit. But the father of the spirit won't he do more good to us?
So,
now we believe this. All people when you come on this world they don't tell you your father is in heaven. They capture you and they give you your father in the Lord. Like in religion of Catholics and the others. Salvation to wants to be captured and they get you a spiritual father.
Another,
and they take away your father of heavens from you. And begin to say,
Apostle is my spiritual father. Okay?
Apostle, you tata wango womo yo. Now they make you forget your spiritual father.
Yet
your father is in heaven. Why
they
make you forget your father in heaven? You can begin to ask, why you the child you're on the earth?
And
you seek the way to go back home in heaven.
Then
you take that first from you.
At least
if you love the spiritual father, they say we give you a
apostle.
They can even come in the vision to you. Your spiritual father is apostle. And you wake up one day. Even people who make an entire conference.
Who is just
apostle.
Can you
ask me such? My father is in heaven. What do you ask of that? As if you are like ministers of Lucifer. To ask us a word like that. Someone makes a conference. Who is your spiritual father? I don't know him. He's in heaven. If it is you, now God is a grand spiritual father. Are you saying that
the
conference that homecoming dayeka? And you go back at places back like Victory. Miracle Victory that is your home. Our home is heaven. These men
received
Satan perverted their minds. How dare you make a conference that homecoming we go back home and you sit us down in Uganda. I thought you speak things meaningfully.
Homecoming conference.
We want to remind you your home is in heaven. It gets back. I
got
to hear speaking fun things. I had Lucifer himself. And I'm realizing he's made a conference on the world.
Yes,
raise Jesus. Now when they discover you don't know your father and you don't know sure of him, you're of heaven, they capture you on the breasts. When they capture you, they give you other clans. In heaven you forget they say you originated in Masaka, in Busoga, in China, you originated in Congo. You of America. They give you another location of origin.
All
people on the world Jesus has taken witchcraft from you. They best in the sky. They bewitch every creation under the sun. I want you to think much of that word. Bible uses
Ecclesiastes.
Works done under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What
they do is, when you've knocked on this world, they totally change.
But
they know whoever comes on the world, they come to reconcile with God. They know well. 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15:23 that we died in Adam, we raise up in the Christ. Every person in their own time, in their time they come,
And they know
2 Corinthians 5
10
to downwards. So we are to reconcile with God. We go back to the Father
and
they blot away all that.
They
made your forefathers foolish.
They got all your forefathers,
made them foolish to your father. When you come on the world, your father is the one they first corrupted. You ask him, Father, we came from where?
He
began to direct you wrong things. Speak things of heaven. You
too,
you are corrupted. I began to be a father when I've gotten back to some understanding by the journey of heaven.
Then
two children will have asked me, Father, we come from
where?
My father called me my father. My father called me.
His
forefathers called each one, called the one, the child
labor.
After falsehood, Satan sold under the sun. And they follow it up, that falsehood. Don't check the child in the clan, you tell us. The child can cry, demons are in there. And they are weeping. They cry. Shut up, child. They are crying. Take me in the clan. He is the one which cried on my child. I say you will cry. But those demons trouble you. I will not take you there. I have to overcome them. If you want to ask, I took child in the fleshly family and one is 5 years. I don't tell you don't take them. Me, I had a battle we were fighting. Praise Jesus much.
Falsehoods,
what they put with the devils,
they
follow it up if you dare not fulfill them.
These
say they put
umbilical
children in the water to check. Demons are the ones who do that. You know how they use water, but they have their base there in the underwater.
Then
you put umbilical cords in the water, bowel. That which does not come up, the water is not your child.
Yet
the demons captured it under the water there. In the stubbornness, demons are the same in the clan of the other. Now they fight for children. And you had another sorcery that you have a second child. This sack which comes out, that you don't throw the child far, you bury him right on the house and you put things in them. They planted a young banana in it. And you are wizards.
That's
not a child, it's a sack carrying a child. Throw it everywhere you find. But you move with it. The second, is that a child?
Hmm.
You dare wake up and breastfeed them if they're a second child. And we got them, threw them off.
You
ask my wife, Prophet Deborah.
We
power everything. Dogs eat meat. A child had no ears.
They
had no feet, neither any parts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those days were battles. And the devils, you will do this.
When
you knew it, we shall force you to do it yourself. And I tell them I will not do it. And I'm determined. And
I'll
get determined, will be surprised. For I knew whom we are fighting with.
They are not,
they have never been our colleagues.
These
are fallen angels.
Appear
as demons of clans.
And they
burst in the sky.
Right
in the womb.
Yobu esule ya bilimwenya noru nyiriri oru omwenda.
Job 24 verses 9.
Waba waba kwa kula abatali na chitabu kubadja kumabere. Nebajyo musingo kumuavu.
You hear what happens?
Baku kwa kula.
They snatch you. When you've just begun to breastfeed.
Nebaku jako musingo. Eiza karira ovechi ntucho
nye chidala. An umbilical or something from you.
Nebagan katuteli kiriwa.
And they say, keep it for us.
And
it can tell you that cow is of our child. And we shall appear through it to get it. Satan familiarizes those who don't know and those know is your skin. Who child of us do you birth? You are a thief.
In scripture
say you came to steal.
They
snatch you while on the breasts.
And
speak upon you what they want. Even some men have wild actions. When they are on the marital dining, they look in the forehead that they are birth children who appear again. Even the mother, they are in the womb, they speak them wrong things they taught them. When they birth them, they tell them, you child, you're going to have a bomb. It's going to strike men.
On
the breast, they corrupt the child. Yet they use their mother whom they first corrupted. Now we thank Jesus that they had captured us, but he got us out of there in the principalities.
Job 24
verses 10.
Nokutambula nebatambula bwerere nga tebalina kye bambadde era enjala ng'ebalumye beti k'ebinywa 11 bakamulira amafuta mu bisenge by'abasajja abo Yobu esule ya biri mwenya olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Job 24 verses 9.
Wabawo abakwakula abatalina kitaabwe okubajja ku mabeere nebajja omusingo ku mwavu olw'ekkumi n'okutambula ne batambula bwerere nga tebalina kye bambadde era enjala ng'ebalumye betikka ebinywa 11
betikka ebinywa shelves. What are shelves?
Take away shelves from the hungry.
Ekyo tukimanyi.
We know that.
Bayinza okugamba tufukire omwenge.
They can tell you pour us alcohol. If you're going to eat, give us our portion. Put for us in the food for the forefathers.
Yobu esula eyabiri mwenya noru nyiriri ole kome noru mu.
Job 24 verse 11.
Baka mulira amafuta mubisenge by'abasajja abo. Bali nyama sogolero gawe nebalu mwenyonta.
You hear what happens?
You
have to make alcohol for the forefathers.
Blood
and you suck it for them in the pot. They used much that word that of those men. The men. These you call the men. The alien. The fallen angels.
Yobu esula eyabiri mwenya noru nyiriri ole kuminebiri.
Job 24 verse 12.
Abantu basinda ngabali mchibuga eshirimu abantu abanji. Ememe yabo abafumitidwa nekaba.
Mbabera yaba mwaba iganyizibwa.
There are those who are persecuted.
Ubanji neme wejiba ingina mjibe soka mbwesos.
When they enter, they forcefully enter them. And they are weeping.
There are
many others who have happened. But we want to skip a little.
Yobu esule ya biri mwenya.
Katupe kuruwabiri.
Nolu nyiriri oruwabiri.
Job 24 verses 20.
Olubuto luna mwera biranga. Envunyu ene mulianga ngewome dua. Tajukiru engwa na te. Kalo obutali butukirivu buna menye kanga. Buna emenye kanga ngomuti. Abiri mulumu. Alio mugumba atazala. They
go in some wombs and they swallow up the eggs there. And they say you are barren. Now demons are inside the womb. They eat up every egg. And they swallow every egg coming. Now when you go in the shrine, they claim to give you a child. What they do, they take away the other demon, which swallowed up your eggs. Even some corrupted women, they sleep on them in the shrines and they give them children. And you think they give you child in the shrines, yet demons eat eggs which bring children. It's what they capture and take out. They say, let's claim to give them a child. How can demons give a child? This is the drama revolved there. Principalities cut and consumed the entire world with much falsehood.
And
go in the shrine, they gave me a child is of a shrine. The forefathers gave a false prophet. I was not giving birth. And when the false prophet prayed for me, for you don't call him that even. And I got a child. But that child, they become sometimes like that. They even have a sign. At times they bring out a tongue like a snake. Comes from attachments they agreed with a demon which swallowed up your egg. That woman or the man never give birth. Tell them you put that child, your sign on them. Leave them give birth. We make a name for ourselves. And they put upon the sign of the demon the child.
Yobu esule ya bilimwenya noru nyiriri olwa bilimorumu.
Job 24:21.
Aliyo mugumba atazala so takula na mwandu bulungi olwa bilimwe biri era walula na abamanyi olwo buyinza bwe ayimuka so tewali muntu asubira okuba omulamu. Abiri musatu katonda abawo okuba emirembe ne besigamu okwo n'amaaso ge gali mu makubo gaabwe.
God keeps seeing them.
This
thing they do under the sun, he sees it.
Job 24:24. Bagulumizibwa ne wayitawo ebbanga ttono nga bagenze weewaawo bakakanyizibwa bajjibwa mu kkubo ng'abalala bonna era basalibwa nge basalibwa ng'emitwe eje birimba byengano.
You hear what they do? They cut off a copy of your head. You know we pass in the sky. You find him with 100 heads. And they go speaking, I am this person. And he's put them on the here. They are honking. If he wants you to smoke cocaine, he gets out the head. You.
Smoke.
Smoke cocaine. They cut a copy of your head. They control you from up there. And one day we were going. They brought Gabriel.
Michael
fought wars. I saw my colleagues there. I say, you, what are you doing here? Gabriel said, don't waste time. Colleagues, they are controlled from up here. I asked, how did they control them? He said, you see, I saw the one person. He has a pile of heads with him. These ones are built up here. They make a scarecrow of yourself. Have you ever had wizards? They go on a scarecrow which is like you and they pierce in you. And you are being affected physically. Or you had those who join up people's legs. You are in the city of Kampala. The one working on your broken bone is in Masaka. And you are weeping. In the midst, what is evolved? They cut a copy from yourself. And some of you have not been restored your heads.
Find
the hair on the head.
It
is up there. They mix your head like that in the sky. You are a Rastafarian. In the sky, they always make hair. You feel if you don't make Rastafarian hair, you cannot be well.
They are
control people. Municipalities are in the sky.
They don't control
you from there, they control you from under the ocean.
Underground.
Or in the underground.
Get
every copy of one who left God. And they make a part of a man on you. And they beat on your part of a man like you.
You, on the world,
you feel your lusty for fornication. If you are a girl, they make a funny part of a girl on you, and they go there, blow fire on it.
You
feel a lasting. This one is not tired. Those are some of the prostitutes you hear. They make a copy of you, plant you up there. You're there, they have you.
No, it's a kugundi.
And you pass someone, and even on the world, they're there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If you enter prayer of war, some people are to be set free in principality. Others in the ocean. Others are in the underground. They captured their brains from there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You see things people do.
They
don't have any help in them to control anger.
You
see, when they teach them,
and
they begin to rape animals, they sodomize
everything.
Them to the one who taught them, when you ask them, you see, others I dreamt them, others I saw, I've learnt them. Yet, they snatch them on the breasts. They began to train them evil works. There's even children. You have them here.
Yet
they control them from up there, teaching them things. And the child learns how to sacrifice.
And they can
cut off fingers of others. It's what they enjoy. After they have had to cut off heads of people, others say, me, I check out of myself, I go out there, we sacrifice. And those direct them to see the best up there. Principalities, they take you from the bed and they take you to dig elsewhere in the night. You don't know. You come back, you wake up, you have all that on your feet. You say, my God. And you hold on Jesus, overcame power of darkness of principalities. Those captured, they were pastors. They
began to dream
in the ocean, they are feeding them, they empower them, and they take them through that.
They say,
make up for yourself armor of God, and you put helmet of salvation on
it.
If you don't put it on your head, it will be cut from you. And you walk here empty-headed like that. They control you. Even some of you have not been restored your head. According to what you do, we see you. The head you don't have. It's empty. And you abuse. And indeed, you feel you enjoy. And you join another abuse. Another. You seek for a big one. And you feel peaceful, you have abused. And you think you have a head, lady or gentleman? Don't you think you have people controlling you? Principalities, rulers. You can ask, they control you from where? But they cut a copy of your head. There are people.
Bambi.
They were meant to be prophets. Now they are diviners. They don't know what they speak comes from where. In what they see. And they can't speak there. They can see you there. And they say your Mika has a hole in your woman. And they see it. But the one telling it to them, they don't speak them. And they speak every prophetic word. And as if he's a pastor. Like you see this man of Kawala. And he said, okay. You had your mother in the bedroom doing what? And she's enjoying laughing. And
he's
cut off his head is empty. Edit.
You can ask him
what you see, you see it from where he doesn't know.
Yet
those feeding him best from up there. And they connect on his head which has no knowledge of God. And they put meat is wrapped, they are rubbish
thing.
You think a prophet and a seer.
No,
why Jesus says
Matthew 7:21
to down. Not everyone who comes speak Lord, Lord will enter heaven. Many will come say we preached in their name. Preach in your name. Ask them which gospel.
For their
gospel given a gospel, it is just
now, this is a lema word.
Chikambo chakagua rema.
Lema word.
Chikambo cha rema.
Don't check it in the
don't
Bible.
It is
just cut down now.
Hey, you ask him. God for Bible. God writes it in the Bible. Yet they are both sending him best thing up there.
Now you are going to stand. You are going to jump
77 times
to receive a blessing. Start from now. Stand up. Jump in the name of Jesus.
You are jumping and you do things. Don't know those using
it.
Where are they? You feel you want to refuse, but you are forcefully jumping yourself.
Someone
say, I will not speak it. You will speak it. Something is in you. Piercing you in you. You have to speak. They can see you see that far. Go on the pulpit.
No, God, no, no, we're in the service.
We are in the service. You try to resist it. You will go. They bring you. You come in like that. You have pushed. That they yes, they Lord. They are too much. They want to confuse the service.
That's
why, yeah, if you dare come, you devils.
No,
when I've just known skill of selling helps.
Praise
the Lord. Pastor Mwanje Wilberforce. I was in the 77 dogs. But they can speak to someone. Begin to love. And they have no laughter. And they look around, they don't see where laughter comes. And they tell them, you will laugh. And they speak the elders around. Help them laugh as you laugh yourselves. They help them to laugh. They begin to laugh. What happens? This person who begins to laugh. Satan and his fallen angels, the demons, enjoy doing foolish things on the children of God. The way you say you're going to love, and laughter you don't have it. And they say people around you are corrupted already. You begin to laugh. And they're laughing. They're laughing. And the other two catches the laughter.
Right.
Abaluga
Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm called Amina. Amen. Amen. Me, as I was in the false prophets, there is one day, I had a testimony. Told me to stand on the donor and the pulpit. Inside me, I had one telling me, don't go to testify. As apostle was moving, I said I got a testimony. I began to stagger.
The
time I hold the microphone, I stagger onto the pulpit, I get back. Power pushes me forward,
after
pulls me behind to testify. After a false prophet said,
Amina,
God doesn't want her to go testify now.
She's
not yet given me drinks.
That some people
refuse me to testify up. I have to first give her drinks.
If I had God, I wouldn't
have staggered. We were in the shrines. You know, shrines were advanced these days. And they enrolled into church. And now they are very plenty. They appear to be the church of Christ. If you reach the underwater, you will see what was in you. And they make us wave our hands through all the service. There are those that make you shake their heads in the synagogue. They are shaking randomly their heads.
And
if they pray and they don't shook their heads, they are always like,
yes,
Jesus,
right.
My God. It's even tiresome. I should have got dizziness even.
But
things were in the shrine. When demons came, people began to act like that. And you begin dragging. How can you reach church? And you begin like that. Shaking your head.
Yes.
Yet the one tuning them is aside. Shake your head random. Shake it. But church, not knowing schemes of Satan is very bad. Here we see Satan's basis.
First
basis, what we are on in the kingdom of the stars, where they best make all schemes to capture people under the sun,
accept
them, understand God.
God,
thank the Lord Jesus,
he who came
make us overcome. Let us repeat the last part in the verse 24.
Yobu esule ya bilimwenya nolu nyiriri olwa bilimwenya.
Job 24:24.
Era basalibu wange mitwe eje bilimba byengano.
Basalibu wake mitwe eje bilimba byengano.
It's as ears of corn.
Omanyo kukutula
ukutimaka ka copy. Cut a copy of your head. Last time they took umbilical cords. Now,
the
umbilical cords don't work well. When we get a copy of the head, and we
don't
build up this person, and we go control them from up there. Today, they want to see controllers in the system. That you hear Bitcoin and the others.
Some
systems they want to control us by. Those who still held sanity in them. We shall reach that when you see what is done underground. They have beast computers there. Computers of the beasts. of the number 666. And there are six.
Africa,
the one controlling Africa is in South Africa.
Don't
be on phones.
Don't
claim to base on the Bibles on your phones. They will reach one day and they delete all of them on the phones. After you ignored physical Bibles. For the
effect
used, you are on your phone, open computer, Bible. They give even you new
versions
that they have spoiled, the ones they send now. And you have Bibles, which have tangible Bibles. Even though you have electronic ones.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus. People, they don't have heads.
You
hear, you have it well.
You
will be able to think things of heaven and to fight how you will go back there. You will prove you have your heads. Let's finish verse 25.
Yobu esule ya birimwenya nolu nyiriri olwa birimweta.
Job 24:25.
Ero banga siwe chiribwe siwe chirika akano ani ananumiriza nga ndi mulimba.
If they didn't do those things to you, someone prove the spirit of God that is lying.
Did they not
do those things right when you bathed? Let's repeat,
says,
if you think it lies over those words, that's an entire verse.
Job
24:25. If you think lies over what is spoken of, let us repeat it here.
Job 24:25.
It's not like that.
Yobu abiri munya olunyirirwa abiri muta.
Job 24:25.
Ero banga siwe chirika akano. Ani ananumiriza nga ndi mulimba. Nafuula okwogera kwange obutaba kucha kugasa.
Nti na ani anizo mulumiriza.
Who can make prove him that is a liar?
Afuula okwogera okwogeddwa nga lero.
That make a speech spoken like this. That it's profited nothing.
Naye tukiriza.
But we believe.
Omwe mtu kuvyanywa na mbefe.
The Holy Spirit explained the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter
3.
And he told us,
it required
us to bring this knowledge and to proclaim the principalities,
Satan
and his fallen angels. Some of them appear as demons of clans.
We've
gotten to understand them where they are basing to
break
things of snatching people. To take them from their father in heaven
and
pervert them on this world to destroy them. Been revealed by the Spirit of God.
He has
helped us like today.
We
told this in Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3 and from verse 9.
Nti n'okumulisizanga bonna balabe okugaba kwecha amabwe kuli ekyakwekebwa okuvedda nedda lyonna mu Katonda yatonda byonna olunya olw'ekkumi kakana abaamasaza n'ab'obuyinza mu bifo eby'omuggulu bategeezebwe mu kkanisa amagezi amangi aga Katonda ag'engeri ennyingi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kankana abaamasaza
n'ab principalities
n'ab'obuyinza
and the rulers in the heavenly places
mu kkanisa zonna ezisinza Katonda
all churches worshiping God
bategeezebwe,
let them be proclaimed to
amagezi ga Katonda agatakoma
wisdom of God eternal.
Let
them know people, God has wise people in the wisdom of the
world.
Revealed us in all churches who believe him. Not those who don't know schemes of Satan.
Bible
say in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2:11. We're not like those who don't know schemes of Satan. Who don't take advantage of us.
Have
you know things like that?
Run quick
to Jesus to uphold you. For he alone brought power and authority. He passed the cross.
He
died for us in sin.
Satan
put on us to take us from God. Jesus came to take them away to take our sins to restore us to God.
And
overcame principalities. Yet they put a grip
bate
on people. They dropped schemes on humanity. They captured people.
Bamufuze.
And they ruled over them. Yet human beings don't know. People think they are moving freely on the world. Let me tell you,
if
you've not yet known God, Satan left you sense of crossing a road. Going to toilets. Eating and going to toilet to urinate and defecate. And going to sleep and wake up. He'll use you whatever he wants.
It's
the sense you remained with. Look for food. Get it. Cook it. Go to toilet. Get out, eat more. Sleep. Wake up. Dead destroyed after. Don't
dare
think home of going to heaven. Then they prepare for you where you will be buried. You too may corruptly fight where you will be buried. A person who came from heaven, you may go back there.
While
you fight for where you will be buried.
If
you check from the body, you realize you will not be buried.
God
has lied you in vain.
You
rightful, you are in that body.
And
the Job 10 is
saying,
verse 6 to down,
comforted
you with flesh, bone, and skin. He comforted you. That is God. You are inside the body. Now you yearn for where you will be buried.
You
refuse to prepare for your journey, get back to heaven.
Then
you will check from the body, you will end in hell. It's also found in the kingdom of the stars.
That
Satan did it on many people.
Not
many of them see the light of the world
to
be saved from Satan. Let's end with this.
Break,
we shall get back. Let's read Colossians 2. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 12 to 13.
Abakolosayi esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana. 13. Eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka obw'omwana we omwagalwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga twebaza kitaffe.
And we thank the Father.
Yatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza.
Save us from the authority of this darkness. In the power of darkness. When
you
heard in Ephesians 2, the verse 1 to 3,
he showed
us the Spirit using children of disobedience of the power of the air, the powers of darkness.
Yet
we thank it for the Father.
He saved
us the authority of darkness.
He took
us
the
kingdom of his beloved Son.
Mazima.
Indeed,
many
people move under the sun. Move in rulership of principalities, and they cut off their heads, they just control them, they command them whatever they want. But we, God sent us the Spirit to guide us, to be in the kingdom of God.
In
Matthew 12:28,
it says,
you cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. What proves in the kingdom of God, led by the Spirit of God, moves on to uphold us after being redeemed.
Jesus,
when he died for us on the cross, and he raised us, we to raise with him in baptism.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in all, we thank God for that.
Save
us from the authority of darkness. But brethren, some of what we get back to see and the principalities, they make books with much philosophy.
They
want to appear like of the worship of God. In some of those you call theology,
but the study of God,
study of God, is it theology? Why is in the study of God? There is where we find men
who contend
against more things in the Bible.
You sit
there, you come out when you're corrupted well. And you are one of those who correct the Bible and work on it. You come out, they tell you, you've become a doctor in the Bible. That you can operate it and work on it. Don't we are doctors of theology? That meaning it means you can think over the Bible. There are some of those we have like doctors. Bible they released there were meant to be seven spirits. In Isaiah 11. And is the spirit where the spirit of counsel they have put another. There is a spirit of invention.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
That's why
the Bible warns you in Colossians 2 verse 8. Colossians 2 from verse 8.
Mwekume tewaberanga wo muntu abanyaga mu bufilosofa n'ebyobulimba ebitaliimu okugobereranga ebyayigirizibwanga okugobereranga ebyayigirizibwa abantu okugobereranga ebyolubereberye ebyensi okutali kugoberera Kristo.
Kakati bana ba masaza.
Now principalities.
Satan ni bamalaika baba.
Satan and his fallen angels.
Beko bana na abantu abamu kwabo.
They condive with some people.
Abagambi bwanti batu walidwa mukolisuba kwa
Katonda. Say they were taken to the vision of God.
Iranga be mwaulira omu.
As we had one.
Muyatwali bweyo mubanga.
That was taken up there in the sky.
Simanye naku mshavu.
That 7 days.
Na akomba bakomanga bawadde ebitabo.
They come back, they have given them books.
Or
they have given them inscriptions from the magic book.
Magic book to gain a jirabako.
Going to see of the magic book.
Yerimu inquisa Satan is on.
Holds all schemes of Satan.
Uburogo nebiringe.
Sorcery and the others.
Iranga magic book.
And that magic book.
Original copy ya Irimba masaza.
Original copies in the principalities. In the kingdom of the stars.
Iranga nemunyaja bali nako copy.
Even under the ocean they have a copy.
Ate nabali underground bali nako copy.
Those in the underground bankers have a copy. That book is amazing.
It written
all sorcery and lies and every stubbornness which stand under the sun. All filth and invention of them. At times it doesn't have words per se, for it's called magic book. They give magic stone,
magic egg,
egg and the others.
They hear
that the Bermuda egg.
That egg,
it gives a blessing, as they say.
Has
no sorcery attached. Let me tell you.
Wait
me, we come back. God bless you.